This is your tech news briefing for Monday, March 9th. I'm Kateri Yoakum from the newsroom of The Wall Street Journal. Jobs in the tech industry have long been focused on a few big cities in the West and the East. But as those areas run out of room and prices skyrocket, some companies are trying to convince tech workers to move to new non-coastal places, with some success. Our reporter Shandy Race will join us to tell us how they're doing it. That's after these headlines. Bad news for South by Southwest fans. The tech, film, and music festival based in Austin, Texas, was canceled on Friday because of concerns over the coronavirus. South by Southwest usually brings hundreds of thousands of people to Austin from all around the world. And the announcement comes after a wave of companies, including Apple and Netflix, said their employees would not be attending. More than 50,000 people had signed a petition urging organizers and local officials to call the whole thing off. Last week, we talked about how major tech and social media companies are working to keep misinformation about the coronavirus off their platforms. At Facebook, they've altered search results and made pop-ups that direct users to public health authorities. CEO Mark Zuckerberg said they'd give the World Health Organization, quote, as many free ads as they need. But the platform's groups feature is emerging as a potential challenge to that. There are more than 120 groups with coronavirus in their name on Facebook, some with more than 50,000 members. A Wall Street Journal review showed that these groups regularly mix discussion of mainstream news stories with misinformation and apocalyptic forecasts. The posts in groups aren't subject to Facebook's third-party fact-checking program. The company said in a statement that it's working to remove coronavirus-themed groups from its automatically generated recommendations and that it will reduce how much attention is directed to groups that share misinformation. And speaking of Facebook and the coronavirus, the social media giant closed all three of its offices in London over the weekend after an employee tested positive for the virus. The facilities were undergoing a deep cleaning. The employee is based in Singapore, but had been visiting the company's London offices in recent weeks. It's just the latest location that Facebook has had to close. The company's Seattle and San Francisco offices have been encouraged to work from home until the end of the month. After the break, some people are trying to get the tech industry to work away from the coasts. Our reporter Shandy Race will tell us why and whether it's working. That's next. When you think of the U.S. tech industry, you probably think of Silicon Valley and California or Seattle. Maybe you think of Silicon Alley, which is in New York City, the coasts. You're probably not thinking about the Midwest or the middle of the country. But some companies are trying to change that, and they're offering workers incentives to take their talents inland. Here to explain more is our reporter, Shandy Race. Shandy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So, Shandy, I think everyone's pretty aware that tech workers are mostly clustered on the coasts. But can you just give us a sense of the scale of this? What's the breakdown?
So the most recent comprehensive study that was done of this was by Brookings and found that 90% of tech innovation workers are based in just five cities: Seattle, San Francisco, San Jose, New York, and Boston. So this is a real problem, obviously, because the future of our economy is very much tied to technology and the growth of tech companies. And so if those companies are only in a handful of places, then the rest of the country is missing out.
So, I mean, I think it's clear we've seen these hubs develop because tech companies want to be near one another. Is there any benefit for them to not be near one another and to be in a new place in a different place that's far away?
So there are a lot of benefits. I mean, one of the biggest benefits is probably the cost benefit. In the cities that I mentioned, you have homelessness problem, you have an affordable housing crisis, you have traffic congestion, public infrastructure is completely overburdened. And in a normal situation, companies would move and they would go to lower cost areas. But in today's economy, where it's really about talent, it's much harder for companies to leave those places where all the talent is readily available. And it's also where their employees want to be. They want to date people who are similar to them. And, you know, their social life and their professional life are wrapped up together. And so it's a feat to really try to convince both the companies and the people to leave those hubs.
So what are cities, I guess, trying to do to entice companies, and what are companies trying to do to entice those that talent?
So traditionally, cities have taken a very economic development kind of focus on these things. They've tried, you know, sort of marketing campaigns and tried to show people, oh, it's so much cheaper. You can have a whole house if you live in Pittsburgh. Or, you know, they've tried to talk about their quality of life. What we're seeing now and what my story is about is how there's sort of a young crop of entrepreneurs and startups, many of them based actually in San Francisco or throughout the Midwest, that's trying to entice other companies and startups to move out, to break out of those hubs and, you know, go to Pittsburgh, go to Columbus, go to Indianapolis. There's a lot happening in these places that you may not realize, and there are all sorts of benefits that you may not be aware of.
So they want to have a whole cohort of companies around them as well. So they're trying to lobby other people to join them?
Yeah. I mean, one part is lobbying and one part is also money. So just to give you one example, Steve Case, the AOL, former AOL CEO, has started something called Rise of the Rest, where he does this bus tour and goes all over America outside of major tech hubs and, you know, looks for startups to invest in like Chattanooga and, you know, in Birmingham, Alabama, and in all these places that you wouldn't necessarily think of as having startups. And his argument is that, you know, the more money that we can invest and spread throughout the country, the more chance we have of sparking a startup economy that is not, you know, only based in five places.
So I guess the big question is this working? Are we seeing new tech hubs sprout up in places that people wouldn't have thought of?
To some extent we are, and to some extent we're not. I mean, the data that I cited before shows that there is this growing concentration in these five places. So on a large scale, I don't think that we are. But if you look on sort of a smaller scale, you can find individual cities that definitely are breaking out of the mold. Pittsburgh is a good example where there is a really good tech scene and it's growing. And there are some big companies that have come out of their Duolingo, which is the language app. Columbus has kind of like, you know, a pretty substantial tech scene. Indianapolis. A lot of these places actually that were Amazon finalists for Amazon's HQ2 that kind of, you know, are recognized as places where there is a growing number of, you know, tech workers. But it's still not comparable to these major hubs.
All right. Well, we'll see how that takes off. Reporter Shandy Rice, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that was your tech news briefing. Don't forget that if you like this podcast, you can rate and review us in your app store. And please subscribe. If you have any ideas about what we should cover, you can also DM us on Twitter @WSJ Podcasts. I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.